O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna in the highest. Throughout a world in shadow, John's urgent voice we hear. Prepare for Christ your Savior. The Son of God is near. He gives a new beginning to those who turn from sin, who answer love with loving by turning back to Him. His veiled but certain splendor begins to shine from far. He comes, His saints around Him, the bright and morning star. With all who wait with longing, give thanks that never cease for Him whom God is sending to visit us in peace. Soon Adonai, your ruler, shall come, and He will be called Emmanuel. O Holy One, you have blessed your land and averted the destruction of Jacob. You forgave your people's iniquity, covering all of their shame. You blessed them and raised up new hope, forgiving with merciful love. Revive us now, God our Helper. Refine us with the fire of your love. Restore once again our life, that all people may rejoice in you. Show us your love and compassion, and grant us your saving help. I will hear what Adonai has to say, speaking with a voice of peace. Peace for this people and the saints who turn their hearts to love. New life is drawing near. Glory is filling the land. Kindness and faithfulness have embraced. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth sprouts from the earth, while justice rains down from heaven. Adonai will grant what is good, and earth will bear her fruit. Justice will walk ahead and guide us in the ways of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Soon Adonai, your ruler, will come, and He will be called Emmanuel. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says Adonai Elohim, but a very little while, and Lebanon shall be changed into an orchard, and the orchard be regarded as a forest. On that day, the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The lowly will ever find joy in Adonai, and the poor rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Thanks be to God. Soon Adonai, your ruler, will come, and He will be called Emmanuel. Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace. And he shall be called Emmanuel. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. Soon Adonai, your ruler, will come, and he shall be called Emmanuel. Jesus said to the blind man, "What can I do for you, Lord, that I may see?" Jesus replied, "Receive your sight, your faith has saved you." At once he saw and followed him, giving glory to God. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun has shone upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Jesus said to the blind man, "What can I do for you, Lord, that I may see?" Jesus replied, "Receive your sight, your faith has saved you." At once he saw and followed him, giving glory to God. Lord Jesus, our light in days of darkness, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Christ Jesus, our hope in times of struggle, Christ have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord Jesus, our promise from God on high, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of mercy and compassion, you inspired sisters Maura, Ita, and Dorothy, and their co-worker Jean, to lay down their lives in service of the poor and downtrodden of El Salvador. May all who experience your mercy be ready to share their gifts for the freedom and flourishing of all peoples and the whole of earthkind. For yours is the glory and the power of love, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of the Holy One, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus, our Emmanuel. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.